We're on Yud Beis Amar Aleph, the top. We said that Kaleb ben Yefuna, his real father's name was Chetzron. He was called Yefuna because he was Pona from the Atzas Meraglin, and Kenaz, Asniel ben Kenaz, was his brother, and Kenaz was his stepfather. And the Gemara says, Dekanami Dechsiv Hakenizi. It doesn't say Ben Kenaz, but it says Hakenizi, that he was from the family of Kenaz, but he wasn't actually his son. Shema Mino. Azuva Zu Miriam. The Loma Nikra Shema Azuva. Shakol Azvua Mitrilosa. That, everybody left her. It says that Miriam was born sickly. And people, stayed away from her in the beginning. We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss Miriam's early childhood to begin with. Hold it. It says that he gave birth to Miriam, but he didn't. He married her. V'halo mincev havinosiv lo. He's married to her. Now he didn't give her birth. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol anosi isha l'shem shemayim mol avakosu kilu yolda. Person who marries a woman l'shem shemayim is as if he gave birth to her. In other words, he's basically building her up. So it's like he's like a father to her. Urios, it's the next thing. Shehayu paneha domim liurios. Her face was like curtains. Meaning that, what's it called? She was very, like, we'll see, sickly. To Rashi. Dekanomi dechsiv, kroachrina, ki mishtoi bekolev, lo kori le ben kenaz, ki dechsiv bosnil, ela haknizi, me anche beso migidulav shel kenaz. Doesn't say ben kenaz, haknizi, he was from that household, but he wasn't actually the biological son of Kenaz. Azuva, shakol azvua, shemetchila cholan yisoysa. She was a sickly woman. Kedekori lohocha yurios. Her face was white like a sheet. The common kori lohnomi chola. She had another name, chola, sickly. The azuva, shazvua kol bachura yisrael milisosa. Nobody wanted to marry her because she was a sickly woman. Okay. The elu boneho, al tikri boneho, ela boneho. Right? Now, these are not her children, but boneho, these are what's it called, elu shemos bala, right, shebo avasa, mevuna. This is her husband who built her up. Kishar noshim binisuin, ubonim, what's it called? He built her up. Mibuna kisharno, mivuna kisharnoshim benisuim ubanim yoshar v'sholchi v'ardam. These are the other names of Miriam. The other names for her husband Kalev. Okay. Yoshar sheyoyisher esatzmo, right? Kalev is called Yoshar. So he's miboneho, not her children, but her builder, her husband. And his nickname was Yosher, Sheyisher Esatzmo. He straightened himself out from the Meraglim. Shovav Sheshive Es Yitzro. The Ardon Sherodo Es Yitzro. All these things show that he conquered his Yetzer Hara and didn't go along with the Meraglim. See Rashi. Sheyosher Esatzmo, Militos Es Tos HaMeraglim. Sheshive Es Atzmo, Me'atzman. Eloshon Habasa Shoveva. Right, Matsosan. He strayed away from their naughtiness. Basa Shoveva. Yotsanis Moredes, a rebel. It's called a Shovev. Vahachinami Kori Le Mered Bikra Achrina. Another pasuk calls Kole Mered Avshem Shemored Basas Meraglim. He rebelled against the other Meraglim. She Roda B'Yitzro, Shehaya Mesiso litos imohen. His Yetzirah tried to push him to make the same mistake as the other Meraglim, and he controlled it. He ruled over it. Okay. The Ikad Amri al shahayu paneho domim leverid. Right. That what's it called? Miriam's face was like a rose. And we'll see in a second that what's it called? Even though that was that's a good thing. She had a rosy complexion. That was only after she got well. V'la'ashchor avi takoa hayu shtei noshim Chola, the Nara, right? This is also Ashkor Zekalev. This is also other nicknames for Miriam and Kalev. Ashkor is Kalev. Veloma Nikrishmo Ashkor, Shehushru Ponabitanios. He fasted in order that he shouldn't fall prey to the Atzas Meraglin. Avi, Shanasa Loka Av, he became like a father to his wife. Takua Shatokas Libal Avishamayim, he firmly planted his heart to the Rabbanu Shalom and didn't go after the other Meraglim. Hayu Shtei Noshim, Nasa Miriam Kishtei Noshim. Miriam was like two different women. Chola v'Nara. Lo Chola v'Nara havya, Ela B'tchila, her names weren't Chola or Nara, but these were descriptions. Ela B'tchila Chola v'Sof Nara. In the beginning she was sickly, and later she was rejuvenated. Uvenei Chola Tzoras v'Tzowar v'Esnan. Tzora Shanasa Tzora l'Chavroseho. Right, Miriam later on, when she got well, she became a tzora to her friends, right, because they were envious of her. Tzor shiu paneh domim kitzorayim, and she then had a complexion that was shining, like the afternoon. Esnan shekola roo seh, molich esnan leishto. Anybody who saw her was aroused to his wife and brought her an esnan that she would live with him. Rashi shehushru panov, shekibel olav tanios harbe, she notzo miyatsas meraglin. She became like a father and he nursed her back to health. Umzonos atzrichim lecholi, gave her medicine and food and nursed her back to health. She tokas libo lovishashamayim, she lolios batsas meraglim. Chola choli, ulevesof nara, she nisrapa micholeha, the chazra betoar ponim kenara, she came rejuvenated. Uvene chola, Ubinyone chola, right? She nivnes v'nisrapes, right? Mishubachin hayu liosoras v'tzor ve'esnan. When she got rejuvenated and healed, she was then nicknamed Tzoras, Tzor, and Esnan. Tzor lechavruseha miskanos biyofia. They were jealous of her. Molich Esnan leishto shahaya misave lemishkav noshim. People looked at her, became aroused, and wanted to live with their wives. Okay. It's enough with Kalev and Miriam. Now we're going back to Paro. Vayitzav Paro l'chol amo. Om Rav Yosef Rav Chanina afal amo gozer. There was one period when Paro made exera even on the Mitzrim, that even the Egyptian children had to be killed. Om Rav Yosef Rav Chanina shalosh gzeras gozer. There were three different periods of the exera of killing the children. In the beginning, he just instructed the midwives to kill the boys before they were born. In the end, the third gzeira was everybody, all the children, even the mitzrim, get killed. Then the next thing was kol ha'ben ha'yilod min ha'ivrim. Jewish boys were thrown into the Nile, and then all boys born were thrown. Vayelech ishim beslevi. Let's see. Rashi explains why. Af al amogazar dorish Rebbe tanchuma. Yom shenolad Moshe, the day that Moshe was born. So the astrologers saw that the Moshiach of Klal Yisrael was born. Omru tzagninov hayom nolad Moshiach shel Yisrael. The einon yodim im mitzri hu im o Yehudi. They didn't know if he was a Mitzri Yehudi, because Lamaisa, he was at that day, what wasn't really that day, but he was going to be adopted by Basparo. So he was brought up as a Mitzri. So they were confused. On the one hand, it's in the stars it showed that he was a Jew, and the other hand, it's, the stars showed that he was a Mitzri. V'omad, the kibetz kol amo, bikish man litin lo hanyaladim bo biyom v'gozer afal amo. And that's at that period he made the gzera because he was afraid that maybe the Moshiach was a Mitzri, so he got his nation together and he told them all the children born today have to be killed. V'tchila, no, amitin also, lohoshiv shomrim elesomach al hamialdos. In the beginning he didn't make it a open gzera and have police going around killing the children, but he relied on the midwives. Tashlichu, and after that he said that they have to throw them into the Nile. Shahoshiv Shomrim, the Kazdorin Ladover, he made policemen to go around and to drown the boys. Ulav Sof Al Amo, Kidaprecious, like we explained, because that was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he had everybody thrown, everybody killed. The Kivan Shaover Hayom, Badayin Roen Itztagninov Shalolaka, and after that day passed, and the Itztagninim saw that he's still not dead, he's still around somewhere, Hemin Hagzeira Ad Yom Shehushlech Liyor. He kept the Gzeira of killing all the children, even the Egyptians, until Moshe, 3 months later, for 3 months they killed all the children in Mitzrayim. Until, what's it called, the Stagninim saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the water, so they assumed that he was dead. And that's one of the reasons that Yocheved did that. Because he had to be Yotze, the Gzeira, and this way the Stagninim thought that when he was put into the Nile, that was a sign that he was drowned. Okay. We went. Where did he go? Amar of Yehuda bar Zvina shaholach batzas bito. Holach doesn't necessarily mean to walk. It means to do something, to be aroused to do something. He followed the eitz of his daughter. Tana Amram gadol hador haya. Amram was one of the gedolei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Kivin Shirosh, Omer Paro Harosha, Kolabena Yeloda Yorotashlihu, Omer Lashav Anu Amelim. Well, what are we having children for? They're just going to be thrown into the Nile. Omad Vigirish Ishto. So he divorced his wife not to have any more children. Omdu Kulon Vigirish Nasoseim. They saw the Gadol Hador divorced his wife. They all divorced their wives. Omer Lobito Abba Koshik Zerosha Yosem Mishal Paro. So Miriam, who was 6 years old at the time, said, your Gzer is worse than Paro's. Sheparo Lo Gazar Haschorim. The Ata Gozart al Ashkorim al Nakevos. Paro only is getting rid of the boys. You're getting rid of the girls too. There's not going to be any children. Paro lo Gozar al Bolamazeh. The Ata Bolamazeh al Mabo. Paro's only getting rid of them in this world. But they have a neshama already. They're going to Olam Haba. But you're preventing them from ever coming into this world so they won't get Olam Haba. Paro Harosha Sothik Miskayemis Gzerosov Sothik Eno Miskayemis. Paro, maybe his gzeru will be fulfilled, maybe not. People can circumvent it. But you're a tzaddik, and if you're being goals that nobody should have children, it's surely going to happen. There's not going to be any children. So he listened to his daughter, and he remarried his wife. They all followed suit, and everybody remarried their wives. Vayikach vayachzor miboyale. If that's the case, it shouldn't have said vayikach es bas levi. Should have said vayachzir es bas levi. Wasn't it? Om Reb Yehuda bar Zvina she'osolo maisel lekuchen. In order to show that he's remarrying her, he made a whole chuppah, a whole wedding. Choshiva bapirion. They put him in once. She put her into a chuppah. Va'aron Miriam rocked in the funeha, and the children, what's it called, danced in front of her. Umalochi Ashoris Omru Ema Bonim Smecha. Es Bas Levi, Efsher Bas Meo Shloshim Shonahi, the Kori La Bas, right, went Bas Levi. She was 130 years old. Right? That's not nobody's 130 years called a Bas. Rab Chama Barchanina, Zu Yocheved, Shehorosa Bederech, Vleidosa Benachov. She was born when they came to Mitzrayim. They were in Mitzrayim 210 years, and Moshe Rabbeinu was born 80 years before they left. So at that point, Yocheved was 130 years old. Shenem Rashi Yolda Osa Lelevi b'Mitzrayim, Leidosa b'Mitzrayim ve'ein Horosa b'Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim, but she wasn't conceived in Mitzrayim. Omre Yehuda. So why is she called Bas Levi? Shenolda Bas Simoni Nolda Ba Simoni Naris. She became young again. She became rejuvenated. The Ramban asks if this is a bigger nace than Sarah. Sarah was only 99 years when she had a child. She was 130 years. He says, no, the Nisim that the Torah records are only, one thing is, if somebody had nobody had children till they were 99, is a tremendous nace to have after 99. But if you had children before that, in those days when people lived longer, there was no big nace to have children when you were 130, if you had children before that too. Okay. Or, huh? The she had our Miriam.
Yeah, but the oldest is 6 years old.
Ah, I hear. So even, no, Aaron was older. No, Miriam was older, yeah. Aaron was only 3 years old. I hear.
Well,
maybe she had children before that too, and this we're not, no, we don't know who they were. Could be.
Yeah.
He says, but that's, I hear. But in any case, he says, the main thing is, the only Nisim the Torah records are Nisim that a Navi predicts is going to happen. But something that happens out of the ordinary, and it just happens like that, is no big deal that people, then you put it in Guinness's World Records. But it's not, that's not a nace that a Navi said is going to happen, and then it's something that people take notice of.
Because you've had children before that just weren't recorded.
That could be. Could be. Right? You weren't there to record it. Okay. Vatar ha'isha batelet bein. She got pregnant and gave birth. The Gemara holds, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was born 3 months premature. But according to the Gemara, he wasn't born premature, except she was pregnant with him already from the first marriage. Before her husband took her back, before he divorced her, she was already pregnant. They didn't know. When he took her back, she was 3 months pregnant. So the Mitzrim counted from when he took her back. They figured she's going to give birth in 9 months. But they didn't realize that she was already 3 months pregnant before that. She gave birth 6 months later. But Rashi and Chumash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, she conceived after he took her back, and he was born 6 months later, premature. Om Rav Yehuda Bar Zvina, Makish Leidosa Lahurasa. Mahurasa Shlo Betzar, Af Leidosa Lo Betzar. So it doesn't mean that she got pregnant after he took her back. She was already pregnant before, because Moshe Rabbeinu was born 6 months later. Why it says vatar vatelet is to compare the leida and the heroyon. Just like she got pregnant without any tsar, she gave birth without any tsar. Nikan the noshim tzidkanios bepitkos shel chava. The noshim tzidkanios, totally righteous women, don't, what's it called, don't have the klola of chava, and therefore they don't have tsar leida. Vatera osoki tovu, Tanya Reb Meir Omer Tov Shmo, name was Tov. Reb Yehuda Omer Tuvya Shmo. Reb Nechemya Omer Hogun Lenevius, she saw what was the Tov, that he was fit to be a Navi. Acherim Omer Nolik Shu Mohol, he was born Mohol, so that was the Tov. So she saw the light, the house filled up with light, the light of the Shechina when he was born. All of this explain what the key, why didn't she see Kitov? Alaskorim Val Nekevos Godl Hador Haya, yeah. Godl Hador Haya, Vahayu Hakom Nishmoim Litvarav, everybody listened to him. So whatever he did, they did. Alaskorim Val Nekevos Shalo Yolidu Lo Zoch Lo Nekeva. Paro's just killing out the boys. You're making sure there's no boys or girls. Ela Ba'olam Hazesh, and Olodim Umesim Vachosim Vachayim Hein Lolam Abba. Anybody who's born gets Olam Haba. If they're not born into this world, ain't boy lolam haba, they don't get olam haba either. They remain nishamos, but they never get olam haba. Bas mea ushloshim kin mefarish va'azel shenolda biyiridosel Mitzrayim. She was born when they first came to Mitzrayim. The Israel omdu sham reish yud shana. They were 210 years of Mitzrayim. Umishenolad Moshe lo nisakfu ela peishanim kidechsev uMoshe ben shmonim shana. When they left Mitzrayim, Moshe was 80 years old. So 80 years before was 130 years from the time they came to Mitzrayim. Bidabram Laparo, right, he was 80. But also Shana Yotzu, that same year they left Mitzrayim. Nimsa She'avru Miridosu Machinolid Moshe Kufla Mitzrayim. From the time they came to Mitzrayim until Moshe was born was 130 years. K'shehichzur Amris Yocheved Hoysam Uberes Mi Moshe Kedamrin L'kamon B'shmaisim. And she was already pregnant with Moshe when he took her back. So when he took her back, she's called Bas Levi. She's 130 years old. The Omer Reb Chama b'Yesh Nochlin Zu Yocheved b'Proton Shal Yordi Mitzrayim Atamotzei Shivim Choser Achas. If you count up the names that it mentions when they came to Mitzrayim, it's only 69 names. Uveklolan Ata Omer, right? Habo Mitzrayim Shivim. Yet the Torah says that there were 70 that came down. So there were 69 that came down, and one was born mamish as they came into Mitzrayim. Zuyocheved, Shehishlima Minyanam Bichnisotan Leir. She made the 70, not from those who came down to Mitzrayim, but when they came into Mitzrayim, there was already 70. Simone Naros, Chazra Limei Olamos, Olomeho, Ba'orach Kinoshim, Uve Toar Ponim, Uve Pishteak Akmotim. She went back to being young in three things. One is she looked young, her wrinkles went away, and she got her period again. She was already pregnant 3 months before. Mikmi dahadra kidlakamon. She later, before he brought her back, she was already, he had conceived Moshe Rabbeinu. Makish leidosa. Lo nichtov heirayon ze ela lidroshkach. Didn't tell me she got pregnant now. She got pregnant before. But it came to tell me that the pregnancy and the birth were similar, just like there was no pain in the pregnancy, getting pregnant, there was no pain in giving birth. The piska shel chava, bigzar din shela. The gzar din that was made on chava, that the etzev tel dibonim, that didn't apply to tzaddik, said Konios. Ushtar gzeros kilos of the itzavon veheroyum. Hagun lenevius, rosa beruach hakodesh, she'osid lenevua. She saw beruach hakodesh that this little boy is going to become a navi. Vatispeneu shloshi yorachim, shloshi chadoshim, yochlo lahatspinos, we didn't get it yet. Vatispeneu shloshi yorachim, she hid him for 3 months, delo monu mitzrayim elemisho dahadra. Why did she have 3 months to hide him? Because the mitzrim counted from the time that he took her back, figuring that she didn't get pregnant before that. So they figured 9 months later she'll have a child, they came to check. But she was already 3 months pregnant, so she had the child 6 months later. So she kept him for 3 months and she couldn't hide him anymore. Why? So keep hiding him. According to their records, they figured a woman should give birth. They saw when she became pregnant or when she could have become pregnant, and then they came 9 months later to check. So how did they find the baby? Right? They brought another baby into the house. They brought Egyptian babies and they made the baby cry. When one baby hears a baby crying, the other baby starts crying. So these shualim ketanim, it says by the Yam, that the Rabbanu Shalom killed these people who had been the little children that exposed the Jewish children to be killed. Why did she bring a tevas gome? Omre belazer mikan letzadikim shemamonim chovel emos begufa. She brought a wooden thing, nice heavy wood basket. Why did she bring a thing made of reeds? Because she was cheap. Tzadikim are mechabev their mamon, and she didn't want to spend money on a wooden basket. It cost too much. B'chol kach lomel if yishem poshim dem begezel. They don't steal. Since they don't steal, they don't want the nisoyan of not having money where they have a nisoyan of stealing. That's a simple meaning. Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar, Dover Rach, Yocholam, Bifnei Dover Rach, Bifnei Dover Kasha. No, Bedafka, it wasn't she was cheap. She Dafka wanted something pliable, because when she was going to put it into the Nile, it had to be able to stand up against the wind and against the water. Something pliable can stand up by both of them. Something hard, the wind will knock it apart. It comes too strongly against it. There was chemer in the inside and zevis on the outside. Okay? And some say that doesn't, some say it doesn't mean that they put pitch on the outside, because then the teva would have been noticeable, would stand out amongst the reeds. What it means is, in the inside, they made two coatings. One towards the reeds, the inside of the box, and the other one, on top of that. So the one that was right next to Moshe Rabbeinu was the nice one, and the zeves, to keep it waterproof, was on the inside of the box, and right on the wall of the reeds. Batosim bo esayelid, batosim besuf, Rebbe Lezer omer yamsuf, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni omer agam. Suf, some say is Yam Suf, and some say it was just a Suf means in the reeds in a swamp. Rashi, Vatzitz Pneu Shloshi Rochim Shloshi Chadoshim Yochlatz Mino Shelo Holchu Hamitzrim Levdok Achareho El Lesof Tisha Chadoshim Mishi Hechzira Vehi Hoye Me'abra Botal Teyarchi Mikora Mihocha Nafkalan. That's what we know. She could hide him for 3 months because she was already pregnant before. Like we said, Rashi and Chumash says that she could hide him 3 months because he was born 3 months premature. Why shouldn't you continue hiding him? Why would she imagine now that she can't hide him anymore? The baby would scream and cry. And one baby cries when he hears the other baby crying. It's like yawning. Right, babies have stimulus. Echazulanu shualim, Baskol Omer leMei Hayam. Baskol went out to the Mei Hayam. Echazulanu grabbed these shualim, these little haktani, these little foxes that caused the Jewish babies to be killed. Hamechablim esakromim biyosim smother ba'od haprikotim. So these kids became older, right? Afterwards, 80 years later, they were some of the ones who were the yam that the yam got. Shechovi valeihem amonam, she dom of muatim. She wanted to take a cheaper basket than a more expensive basket. Alpha P, shehayan hoya mishtamer gufo yoser b'shaleitzim. Even though shekoshim v'chazakim, even though he would have been more protected in a wooden basket than a reed basket, but she wanted to save money. Dover Rach, Bezer Havi Mishtamer Yotha Minakol. The Gemara says, no, just the opposite. A wooden box would not have been a greater protection. It's the pliable reed box that was better. The Fisha Hadover Hakosha, Shamay Molichin of Sobechoska, if there's a strong current, it breaks up the wooden basket. So Hunisko Vahunisha Fenishbra, then it's broken. But a pliable thing, Avodover Kal Niskar, the Nizdaker, the Evan Lachorov. Right, but a pliable thing just gets pushed around, but it doesn't get broken open. Reyach Rashal Zevis. So you shouldn't have to smell the bad smell of the pitch. The pitch had to make it waterproof, but you shouldn't have to smell it, so that was on the outside, either, like we said, on the outside of the basket completely, or Momistaber, it was on the inside of the basket, but towards the outside wall, and the chamer was uncovering it towards where Moshe Rabbeinu was on the inside of the basket. Agam shel atse paro the konim dakim. It was a swamp with reeds in it. The hukne kone v'suf dikra. Kone konim suf arova daka. Right? Konim is reeds and suf is arovos. But thin arovos. So it was a swamp with that's the way a swamp, what's it called, looks. Agam the sieve, that's a list of Gemara. Kone v'suf kamolo. Okay, so some say suf was the yam suf, and some say it was just a plain ordinary swamp.